Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, this is the bad boy, Joey Janela, and you're listening to the Going In Raw podcast. Joey Janela always goes in.
This is the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and you are listening to Going In Raw.
Hey everyone, Kenny Omega here. In case you didn't know, we have an awesome kick butt show called Stephen Larson's Going In Raw, and they're going to be supporting AEW every week amongst many other things. Goodbye and smooch. Good night. Bye-bye.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
Hey, Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson. Available wherever podcasts can be found. And of course, taped live at the Twitch, twitch.tv/Steve and Larson. We're going to cover Rampage tonight. Even though it wasn't the most eventful episode maybe ever. Do we know? I forgot. I know I've asked you this before, but my memory is terrible. In fact, our friend Jeff tonight reminded me that I went to a Pearl Jam show at Cal Expo with him and Bad Religion opened up in 1995.
Yeah, I was at that show too.
I don't remember anything about that
really?
Show.
I remember that
I
show.
Think I remember having attended a Pearl Jam concert, but that was kind of the extent of it.
They did a different version of Jeremy.
Oh, that's interesting. That my memory's terrible.
I think they opened
so,
with that. Anyways.
I know I asked you this before. Do we know why it was taped, why Rampage was taped and not live? Is that going to be the norm? Do
well,
we know?
I think Tony Khan said that, you know, sometimes they'll do it live. Like, I think next week is live because they're in Chicago. They more or less have a residency in Chicago next week with Dynamite, Rampage, and All Out.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not live. I don't know. But since it's kind of like their pay-per-view go-home, I'd imagine it would be. It would be live. But then sometimes it'd be taped. I guess it kind of depends on the road schedule.
Okay.
You know, leading to a pay-per-view, what they have planned, so on and so forth. So,
I don't think that they intentionally... I mean, look, dude, look. Let's be honest. The debut episode was going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
CM Punk's return, obviously, is a massive moment of the year, moment of the decade deal, right? So you can't expect everyone. This one had consequences. It had the Lucha Bros going over Jurassic Express to advance to take on the Young Bucks at All Out.
Yeah.
It was a pretty big deal. But you know, in terms of just, you know, stuff generally of consequence, a little bit on the light side, but you know, not every episode could be earth-shattering. So before we dive into the Rampage recap. We got a little bit of news to.
This is actually a pretty sizable bit of news. So BodySlam.net's Cassidy Haynes, of course, Cassidy broke the story of Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson. You have to get used to calling him Bryan Danielson.
Have to get used to that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Was heading to AEW. Now Cassidy is reporting that Danielson will not be making his debut as previously expected at AEW's Grand Slam episode of Dynamite in New York City on September 22nd. Instead, we can expect him in an AEW ring very soon. This is what Cassidy had to say. Quote, after speaking with multiple sources in AEW, I can now confirm the company has upped plans for Bryan Danielson's debut. The new plan, I was told, is for Danielson to debut at AEW's All Out pay-per-view on September 5th. I had initially heard this rumor a couple weeks back, but was able to confirm the plan with multiple sources. I was also told the decision was made after concern continued to grow internally over COVID-19, as mandates and restrictions have tightened in New York. So unless they decide to push the debut even further to TNT, it looks as though Danielson's debut is a lock for Chicago.
Ooh, that's going to be a stacked show. That's going to be pretty huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think of like the, you know, obviously CM Punk's first match is a big, big deal, but I kind of feel like his return promo is that's sort of the thing with Punk, you know, now we're going to get him in matches. It's going to be a terrific match. It's going to be a really good thing.
Yeah.
But I do feel like given that the main event at that point was going to be, or at least the title match is of course Kenny versus Christian, which, you know, no offense to the man some people would consider Hall of Fame caliber talent, even though it was 7 years he wasn't in the Hall of Fame. A bit on the underwhelming side. If we were sort of going into this 6 months ago or 3 months ago expecting it to be Hangman versus Kenny where the big title change goes down, there's room now, I think, you know, I mean, taking out obviously also the huge match of the card, QT Marshall versus Big Show.
Oh, of course.
There is room for a massive moment, a huge, huge moment like this. Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, making his AEW debut at All Out. So
well, I think it makes total sense. It does make a lot of sense. Another thing too is if, you know, there's no official indication that this is the case, but if we've been kind of thinking that Hangman's going to beat Kenny at the New York show, you know, and if AEW is really focused on not having anything overshadow that moment, it probably makes sense to, you know, bump up Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson's debut to All Out. So if Paige does win the title at that New York show, the spotlight is 100% on that moment, nothing else.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be honest with you. I don't foresee the Hangman title match happening there. I just don't. I think that's going to be you want to sell pay per views for that moment, and they're just. In my opinion, I just, you know, sometimes AEW, they like to rush through things. But for a moment like this, they're going to want to build it more than 2 weeks. That's going to happen. There's going to be some symmetry. It's either going to be Full Gear. It's going to be Revolution. I mean, which was the one that was like a 2 year anniversary of them losing the tag titles? Wasn't that Revolution?
That's where they had their match against the Young Bucks. Was that Revolution? So they must have won them at Full Gear. No, they won them on the Jericho Cruise. They won the titles on the Jericho Cruise.
Okay. When did they lose them? What was the loss then?
That was at All Out last year.
Was it? Okay. No, whatever it is. In any event, it's going to be at Full Gear Revolution. I think it'll be a Full Gear match.
It'll be
it's going to be a big
deal.
If it's
not the Arthur Ashe show, it's going to be Full Gear.
You know what might be also at the Arthur Ashe show, though? If Brian's going to be at All Out, they might save Arthur Ashe for Adam Cole Bebe, who very conspicuously did not show up on SmackDown tonight.
Yeah.
So you have to think that sometime this week we're going to get a read on Adam Cole's contract status, given that.
I mean, as of today, I mean, if it's 12
if
o'clock
it's
Eastern
time.
That's 39 minutes from now. He'll be at our WWE contract. So tomorrow, he'd officially be a free agent. So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that FTR LAX match is going to be it's probably going to be the third one. They're probably going to do that Arthur Ashe because it's New York. It's going to be a huge deal for LAX, for Pride and Proud and whatever.
Santana Ortiz.
Thank you.
Santana Ortiz.
LAX is just a fun name to say. Although, isn't there like a new LAX now or something like that?
I think, MLW, right?
An MLW, I think. I got to stop saying that. I think that's pretty great stuff. I guess, well, you know, from there, we can just dive into this.
Rampage.
Let's do this, man. Let's figure this out.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What?
So we have the match, Young Bucks versus Lucha Bros.
Yes.
Now, mi corazón, that my heart says the Young, I'm sorry, Lucha Bros, right?
Yes.
But como se dice brain in Espanol, Maggie, please, como se dice brain, says Young Bucks.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, we talked about it on our watch along, our live reaction stream to Rampage, and I'm in agreement. It seems like the fortunes of every member of the Elite is so tied to Kenny to a certain extent.
That Cerebro.
There you go.
Cerebro. Makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Makes sense.
So once Kenny, you know, the first domino to fall could very well be Kenny losing that AEW title. You know? Yeah. Or you could do the inverse where the Good Brothers lose their Impact tag titles, and then the Young Bucks lose their tag titles. And the final domino to fall then would be Kenny losing the AEW title. Don't know. You know, we kind of thought Kenny losing the AEW title would be the beginning of the end of the belt collector phase of Kenny's story. Turns out that's not the case.
Maybe we've seen the beginning of the end with him losing his Impact title. And then you've got... I don't know. I guess Victory Road would be later in September.
Yeah.
Good Brothers are going to be defending probably against Rich Swann and Illy Mac. And yeah, I call him Illy Mac because the guy doesn't really notch a lot of W's. Although they did win on Impact last night. Maybe it was a contenders match.
I'm not sure exactly.
Championship contender match, yeah. But then the Good Brothers attacked him with chairs afterwards, which would seem to solidify that, hey, they're going to have that tag title match et cetera, et cetera. So it could be the Good Brothers, you know, Young Bucks at All Out, Good Brothers after that. So the Super Elite start falling apart.
Yeah.
And then obviously like Hangman in November.
At Full Gear, yeah.
Could be the last thing that falls.
It's possible. It's possible. Yeah it's hard to tell because, you know, even leading up to All Out, you know, we assumed the main event was going to be Hangman versus Kenny for the belt. Hangman was going to win, but we were trying to do the math leading up to it about whether Moose was going to take the Impact title off Kenny, whether Andrade was going to win at Triple Mania, you know, and maybe now since the title change isn't going to happen at All Out, which I'm sure was decided a while ago, then, you know, they're pushing the full gear. It's hard to tell. I don't know.
When's Raider Reyes? Is that November?
It's usually in the spring.
Oh, it's like that late. Okay. Yeah, like March? Was it in March?
It's like March or May, yeah.
Okay. So lots of stuff still.
Here's another aspect of it from a purely storyline perspective. So we got Andrade versus Pac also on the card at All Out. And, you know, of course, Andrade's been making a pitch for Penta in Phoenix to join him. Now, you got to assume that Andrade is going to get that win over Pac.
Yeah.
You know, it's his first pay-per-view match. You got to think that's going to happen. Now, is he, during the course of the tag title match, going to try to recruit Penta and Phoenix? And then, it's going to go one of two ways. Either him trying to recruit them causes them to lose,
yeah,
or he's going to actively help them so they win the titles in an effort to really recruit them.
Yeah, no, that's a solid point there. I mean, that's a solid story point, a story beat that they could tell. Lucha Bros win, and they join Andrade. I could totally see that if his entire pitch is, hey, stop. As soon as you stop working for this guy, you know, you could be El Campeones and bring those tag titles home. I don't know. I got to see the whatever the go home segment is.
Mm-hmm.
Might inform us a little bit more.
Definitely.
I might just go really low confidence points so that I can root for the Lucha Bros. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I at the end of the day, if I'm like, oh man, I think it's going to be the Young Bucks, I might still go for one confidence point just so I can so openly root for the Lucha Bros.
Totally. So this bout between the Lucha Brothers and Jurassic Express was hyped up, a few days in advance since they taped it on Wednesday, and it delivered. It was a really fun match. All sorts of crazy spots. A
lot of people getting dropped on their head.
Yeah.
Which is always, it's kind of the markings of a really great match, is to see tons of people get dropped on their heads. I mean, prove me wrong, right?
Well, I can't. If I wanted to try, I can't. The finishing sequence saw Rey Fenix hitting a Rana on Luchasaurus, and then he and Jungle Boy are brawling on the apron. Penta runs in and hits a destroyer on Jungle Boy on the apron,
and
the Luchasaurus grabs Rey Fenix and lifts him up, and Fenix then turns that into a destroyer on Luchasaurus. Luchasaurus kicks out of that at one,
yeah,
and he starts hulking out.
Yeah, dinosaured out,
and Lucha Bros start hitting with a bunch of super kicks. Fenix hits an assisted splash that gets a two, but then they hit their finish. Lucha Brothers do the package pod driver to get the win.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just excellent stuff.
Yeah, it was fun. And afterwards, the Young Bucks hit the ring, start beating up the Lucha Brothers, and then Jurassic Express makes the save.
Uh-oh, and there it goes.
Yeah, it's going. I got a cough drop. I got one left.
The last of his voice. Don't worry, we'll get through this. We'll get through SmackDown, too. After that, we have a CM Punk Returns video package. It was very much like a movie trailer kind of thing.
They were like really hyping this up before it ran. Then it ran, and I was like, oh, all right. There's like one new sit-down quote with Phil, and it's something he had already said.
Yeah, it was like, this is only like 3 minutes long, and it was like a tease for like, next week we examine
The Road to,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Punk, when he says, you know, Darby would have been my favorite wrestler when I was 15. You know, he's a punk rock and skateboard. Anyways, after that, we had what was supposed to be a Miro interview, but instead, he took that moment to humiliate Fuego. He literally tossed him out from the heel ramp, the heel entrance, and, boots him to the floor, tossed him into the ring, picks up the mic, says Fuego accepted something he shouldn't have, and he said, I'll forgive you for it, but first, reveal your face to the world. I thought he said to God. And then he rips the mask off and hits him with a machka kick. And, of course, Fuego's just down there trying to
cover up,
not expose his facha to either God or the world or whatever. And then Eddie Kingston comes running out, fresh jorts, puts his hat on. He switches it. He does the switch to the hat backwards. And then he's about to talk. He just runs at Miro, lays into him. Miro lays into Eddie, rather. Eddie gives him some chops, an exploder suplex. Miro comes back at him, and the refs come in and break him up.
So chats say, reveal your face to the Lord.
To the Lord. Okay, that's what it was. Yeah, okay, Lord world, I can see that. I thought it was good stuff. I could have used a little bit more of Miro beating the crap out of Fuego.
I could have used more of Miro beating the crap out of Fuego, more of him talking, just
more him
Miro.
Talking too. More yeah, that'd have been good. This is going to be a solid win for Miro when he beats Eddie Kingston.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And I hope we do get some more actual, like, sort of promo battles between the two guys. Mm-hmm. That'd be good stuff. But yeah, Miro's totally going to win this. And it might lead, as somebody said in chat, I forget who it was, it might lead to Miro versus Mox, which if they really want to solidify Miro as, like, the dude, he beats Mox, right?
I know, that'd be great.
Do you think they'd do that?
Not only beats him, annihilates him.
Would people buy that? Would they believe it?
Yeah. The way they've been booking Miro, heck yeah. Heck yeah.
It's an interesting thing, man. I don't know. It's an interesting thing. You know, when you see somebody, you have a perception of them in your head from their previous location of their vocation, right? And even in AEW, Mox was like the dude, like basically unbeatable, right? And so for Miro to come along, just having your preconceived notion of what they were in WWE, where Miro was sort of a constant mid-card guy, sometimes used for comedy stuff, and Dean was always Dean. It'll be interesting how they approach it to make it believable with people who have that preconceived notion. You know, hey, let's see this guy beat this guy.
Yeah.
Let's see how that can go down. It starts with a guy like Eddie Kingston. Did Miro have a match against Archer, like a big man?
I believe so, yeah.
I want to say he had that match, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how they deal with that, because that's going to be the thing, because everybody remembers Rusev from WWE and everybody remembers Dean Ambrose, obviously. Just going to be interesting.
Yeah. After that, we had Ty Conti versus the Bunny. Towards the end of this bout, Penelope Ford walks down to ringside as Ty's hitting Bunny with a knee. She's looking for a finish. Bunny counters with a jawbreaker. Ty responds to the super kick, and then Ford gets on the apron and distracts Ty Conti. While this is happening, the ref's distracted too. The Blade hands Bunny the brass knuckles, and then she decks Ty with them to get the win. Then afterwards, Penelope Ford gets in the ring and like poses with the Bunny. So I guess they're like a unit now. Does that mean Penelope Ford is joining Hardy Family Office?
Well, I don't know how much longer Kip's going to be out. Ford might need something to do. And I mean, Kip might be a good addition to the HFO.
Yeah.
Certainly seems like that's the case. You know, Bunny was actively looking for somebody to join them. And now you got Penelope Ford. So sure, why not? She had the most amazing sunglasses I've ever seen in my life.
Those were awesome.
Those were great, right?
Yeah, those were super
cool. How do I get those? I wonder how much those things are.
After that, we had a really quick Team Taz, Brian Cage video package, because Cage and Powerhouse Hobbs have a match on Dynamite.
Yeah, yeah. Are they really going to do, you think they're going to do Cage versus Starks at All Out? Maybe that'll be at the Arthur Ashe show. Because they seem to have all the matches in place, I think, for All Out.
Yeah.
Like they've recapped them quite a bit.
Yeah.
This is another one of those where like people are talking and responding to other people that are being pre-filmed. It's all
weird.
Then
Shivani's in there too talking.
Right.
Then we get a Kenny Christian Cage side by side interview with Mark Henry. During the course of this, Don Callis calls Cutler the biggest jackass, no talent wrestler.
Yeah, and he's like standing right in front of the guy.
Yeah. And the question was about Kenny worried about getting hurt. And Kenny says, that's Christian's only shot, is hurting me. You know, but if I have my way, I'll hit Christian with a one-winged angel at All Out, and that'll be it.
Yeah. And then we had that match. We had Kenny Omega and Brandon Cutler versus Christian Cage and Frankie Kazarian, Elite Hunter. And Brandon Cutler, man, he's my favorite stooge these days. Not because that was great, but he is so much damn fun. Mm-hmm. All the goofy selling and acting like a clown, basically. It was really, really great stuff. In the end, of course, obviously, Cutler's the one to take the so we had one tease where Kenny tried to get Christian up for a one-winged angel. Christian mm-hmm. got out of that. Mm-hmm. And then we had the opposite spot where he goes for a kill switch. Kenny's able to get to that. He leaves the ring. He bolts it. I want no part of that.
Yeah.
Christian hits Cutler with a spear, follows with a kill switch. An unprettier for the win.
Yeah.
So that's going to be Christian's victory that he gets. Well, he already had a victory. That was his victory. The Impact title was the victory.
You got that right.
He sure ain't winning it all out.
Nope. Nope.
Anyways, let's see if we have any questions. If anybody here in the chat has some questions, you can load them up. I also posted about 20 minutes ago thread here on here we go. We got some questions. Wizard of Smoke says, how does Daniel Bryan debut? Oh, he says, here's an idea Wizard of Smoke has. He challenges Miro after Miro squashes Eddie in under 3 minutes and challenges him for the TNT title. I don't know about Daniel Bryan beating Miro, just bringing a guy in and to beat Miro like that. I'm not sure I like that, dude. Mm-hmm. Not sure I like that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you debut Daniel Bryan, Larson? How do you do it?
You know, it'd be fun if they want to extend the Kenny Page thing a bit. Then have him confront Kenny. Have Daniel Bryan challenge for the AEW title right away. Kenny would obviously get the win.
Yeah.
But man, that's a dream match situation right there.
An immediate dream match.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of interesting. I mean, that'd be one way. Look, they're going to be bringing in a bunch of people. Not everybody can come in and just have like, I mean, I guess they kind of can, like the bigger names. Like you figure if they get Cole, he's not gonna be losing a match anytime soon. You'd think that Daniel Bryan wouldn't, but Daniel Bryan's a type. He might say, hey, makes more sense for me to do that. But then you might kill a crowd. I don't know. You don't want to kill crowds.
No, I think that's the power of Daniel Bryan is he's so damn good. He'll get you invested in that match. But the finish will make sense. So it's like, oh, this isn't totally. Here's the thing. I think if Punk was in that situation and it was his first match and Kenny beat him, or even in this case, Darby, that's going to be deflating because it's his first match back in 7 years, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You want that high of him winning. Daniel Bryan, we just saw wrestle not that long ago, you know, like a week or two after WrestleMania. And it's exciting to see him in AEW. But at the same time, it's not like, oh, he's in AEW. He's lost to the best guy. You know, their top champion, the best guy in the company. You know, I think you can roll with that as opposed to, you know, if it were Punk.
I'm gonna go with this. I'm gonna say, Brian. Let me ask you this. This is a good question. Here's a question from MF Steve here. Power rank.
Uh huh.
Cole, Punk, Brian. Who gets factions? And who would be in their factions? I have Brian starting off against MJF.
All right.
MJF might need a feud between then, and he needs some wins because he's going to lose to Jericho.
Mm-hmm. And that's a scenario where I feel like he would probably lose to Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because that promo would be really good.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a really good promo.
Because I kind of feel like...
Who's in Cole's faction, dude?
I kind of feel like it'd be pretty funny if Adam Cole shows up and he's like, hey, I'm elite, yeah. And he just tries to, like, as if nothing happened.
You know what would be great? You know? What if Adam Cole tried to take over Cody Island?
That'd be he's pretty like, funny. Hey,
this was the deal anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
He took my spot. He made an island. Now I'm here.
Now it's Cole
Island, baby. Bay Island. Art Fracture says, you like this? What if they are their own faction? What if Brian, Punk, and Cole are a faction?
All the former Ring of Honor guys, huh?
Yeah. Hey, that's pretty good. Ooh, that's a power trip. That's a three-man power trip right there, huh?
Yeah, you got that right.
Jorge says Cole in the uncontested epoch. That's good. Nobody uses the word epoch.
Don't make me laugh too hard. I'll start coughing.
Epoch's a good one. Dave Matushek says, do you fear that COVID could hit all out and severely affect the show?
I mean, Illinois just instituted an indoor mask mandate. And since it's about a week change away, I'm guessing that's going to be the extent of changes for it. I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I mean, if what Cassidy Haynes said in his report about Daniel Bryan, I know New York, they already have a vaccination policy. You got to show the proof of vaccination for indoor events. With the Arthur Ashe show, but still about a month away, obviously there's worries from AEW that the shows could be impacted down the line. And so these huge debuts, they want to get rolling on them when they have crowds there to witness them. So,
Yeah. I think there's going to be more vax mandates, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think that businesses would much prefer that over lockdowns again. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a matter of going to limited capacities, it'd be in phases. But I feel like vax mandates would probably be the thing. Pop Punk Bob Ross asks, with reports coming out that Adam Cole is done with WWE. Well, hold on. That's rumors. How would you book a possible debut in AEW? Oh, that's a simple enough question. How would you book an Adam Cole debut in WWE?
We just did.
Yeah. He walks in.
Like, hey, guys.
We already did that. Yeah, we did that. Okay.
That was good, dudes.
Right on. Anyways. That's going to do it for us for our Rampage reading. Not going on a Rampage, so a little on the shorter side. That's okay. Anyways, our SmackDown review will be going up. If you're watching this in the premiere on YouTube, thank you, everybody, for watching this. We appreciate it. And then the SmackDown one should be right afterwards. So if you want to, there should be like a link or something for that. It should push you to the next thing, I think.
Once we put this all up on YouTube, and then that'll all be done. We'll make it
happen. It just happens.
Poof.
Anyways, thanks for hanging out. Till next time, I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.